We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Born September 6th in Atlanta, Georgia, he is an award-winning and multiple Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, producer, television and radio personality, and author, as well as co-creating one of the most successful comedy tours of all time, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And tonight we'll see the debut of his new AMB show, What's It Worth? Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Jeff Foxworthy.
Mr. Foxworthy, how have you been?
I'm great, buddy. Talked in a while.
I know. I'm really excited about this show, What It's Worth, because I am an avid weirdo collector.
So am I. And that's what made it fun was we were going to do it with a live audience and have people bring things in, and we had figured out the technology that if people wanted to sell it, that people watching at home could bid on it. From their phone.
That's great.
And then COVID hit, and obviously you couldn't do a live audience, but we were getting inundated by people. They were stuck in their houses, and they were doing all these things they'd never had time to do. They were cleaning out the garage. They were cleaning out the basement, the attic, and they were finding stuff. And so then we were like, well, could we do this virtually? Could people film themselves? And I was pessimistic. I said, I don't know if that'll work or not. As soon as we started doing it, I was like, oh, my God, this is great. This is so much fun. You and I used to talk about, I used to encourage people to go to the fair every year.
Love it.
Because it made you feel better about your own family.
Well, fact.
That's a little bit, that's the only reason to go to the fair is you end up feeling like royalty once you get there. I'll give you an example. So we start doing the show, and this one couple, they had a statue that they had bought while they were dating. They had had it in their living room for all these years, and they had no idea, the value of the thing. And so, they're filming it themselves. They're showing us the statues virtually. I've got my appraisers and experts looking at it. And in that moment, their youngest son decided, hey, now would be a good time to take my pants off and just start running around the house.
Yeah. That's great.
So now it went from being about the statue to I can't stop laughing. And so it just ended up being fun. Of course, you had the value of the item, but you also had the story of how they got it and their nutty family and what the dog's doing. And it's not polished, but it's real.
Sure. And sometimes we think we have something that must be incredibly valuable, and it's not. And then sometimes you have something, you're like, come on, there's no way that book is worth that much money.
Johnny, that's exactly what happened. Because everybody's got stuff in their home. Everybody's got something in their closet or in the drawer that they're
sure.
Oh, I better not get rid of that. That might be worth something. And but the people that were convinced that it was going to be their retirement found out, that it was worth $25.
Right.
And the people that were just about to put it in a yard sale or take it to Goodwill, were sitting on something that was worth $80,000 or $100,000. We had one person. I won't tell you what the item was. One person had something just sitting in their home that was worth $500,000.
God, it's so great. That's so great. I love that. Now, more than ever, I want to see this stuff.
Yeah, to be able to tell somebody that.
That's great.
You know, somebody's out of work, and then all of a sudden you tell them, well, hey, this might help because that thing you're sitting on is worth $80,000.
That's so good. Weirdest thing I have is a Dr. McCara's blood circulator, late 1800s hand crank masturbator. It's I have the box. It's a Victorian era.
You know, if you ever want to sell that, let me give you Ron White's phone.
The last time I saw Ron White, we were seeing Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters here in Kansas City. He walked up. I didn't even know he was in town. I'm sitting there. He walks up, says hello, has got his bottle of number one tequila, hands it to me, takes my girlfriend, takes her dancing, and I finally got her back sometime backstage with he and Billy Bob.
Yeah, you're lucky you got her back, let me tell you, because Ron has given away quite a few houses in his lifetime.
Fact. I found this thing on eBay, and I just seen the movie Hysteria about this time when doctors would pleasure a woman and get rid of their melancholy or their hysteria. And I had one chance to buy it. I'd never seen one before. I took a chance and bought it. It came back. It's got the original pamphlets, the wax box, the printing is clear, and it still operates. It looks just like an egg beater with a rubber knob on the end.
Have you found that it gets rid of your melancholy?
Indeed. But it's fun. I love weird stuff. Somebody just gave me a great old belt buckle, and I know it's not worth anything, but it's an old Harley Davidson one, but it's a great pewter, or I'm sorry, it's brass, and it says the Great American Freedom Machine, and it's an original Harley one from somewhere in the early 70s. But just the phrase, the Great American Freedom Machine, I just fell in love with it.
Well, see, because I collect stuff too. Like, I go all over the country looking for arrowheads and, you know, Native American artifacts, and I have probably the weirdest baseball collection in the world.
That's great.
Like, if I was doing the Tonight Show, if I was hosting an award show, I'd just take baseballs with me in my backpack. Like, being a comic, so I own baseballs. I have a baseball with Johnny Carson on it. I have one with Milton Berle,
Bob Hope,
Richard Pryor, Red Skelton, you know, George Carlin, and then I have, you know, Tiger Woods. I've got four or five presidents, and, you know, Brad Pitt. It's just eclectic, and it's so fun to just kind of scatter them about, and then somebody's looking at your stuff, and they're like, who did Bonnie Raitt play for? I don't remember.
I can't wait to see this. It's what it's worth, debuting tonight, by the way, 8 o'clock Kansas City time on A&E. And I think this is going to be huge. And then even after, once we get through all this business with COVID, man, you can even expand it to a live audience and get to that idea that people can bid on something. I can't wait to see this.
It's really, really fun. It's like Antiques Roadshow with laughs and personality to it. So, this has been a ball. You know, I miss being on stage. I don't get to do stand-up this year, but this has been really cool.
Yeah, no, you got to find something. And I think that's the mother of invention, right? You just find a way to do something fun. And that's what you've always done best, Jeff. Your formula has always been simple, man. Just make people have fun. Something, if you would laugh at it, then probably the rest of the world will laugh at it too.
Yeah, I always assume that, Johnny. If I think it, or my wife says it, or my family does it, I just assume other people are thinking and saying and doing the same thing.
You're the best. Well, Jeff, anytime, I'll watch What It's Worth. Come by anytime. We'll talk about it more.
Okay. All right, brother. Always good to talk to you. Be safe.
You too. Be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.